Welcome to the Healing Experiment podcast, where we don't just talk about healing, we create a felt experience of healing in every single episode. Our intention is to immerse you into a healing experience while holding the intention to heal and awaken humanity one heart at a time. Are you ready to feel it for yourself? I have a very special guest with me today, and I'm really excited to introduce you to Kristen. And she is a soul embodiment guide, an intuitive, an energy healer. She loves to facilitate activations to awaken consciousness and harmonize mind, body, heart, and soul. She's a beautiful guide that takes people through and into deep inner awareness of self to be empowered and divinely guided to live a soul embodied life. Today, we're going to be talking about being in the center of the heart of creation. Welcome, Kristen. I'm so excited for this divine conversation with you.
Me too. Thank you, Sue. It's always a pleasure to connect with you. Yeah.
So let's dive right in. And when you talk about like being in the center of the heart of creation, what does that mean for you?
Yeah, that's fantastic. It means being so present in the moment with myself, with yourself, that it's everything that we are allows, we have space, you know, to have communication with, right? So when we're in the center, we're on that focal point where we have access and we have the capacity to be in the present moment and have exactly what we need. So it's in the heart of creation, to me, is like this space that's pure and allows the reception and the flow and the transmission of energy of ourself in its fullness, our full creative ability. And so when we're in the center, it's just so strong and it's so pure, but it can be exactly what it needs to be in the moment. If it's playful or loving, or maybe it's contemplative and still, and it's allowing just a deep presence of self that allows the creativeness of whatever needs to be in the moment.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And what I'm seeing is like, there's this almost like the eye of the storm, even like we could be so centered and so like solid in that place while there's a storm around us. So it's like, how do we navigate the storm and the chaos and everything that's going on in the world right now and hold our center? And what you're talking about is when we practice, you know, when we really practice and get really attuned to what that feels like to be in the center of creation or be in the center of even our own heart and soul, it allows us to be able to navigate the chaos and to weather the storm, no matter what it is that's going on around us.
Yes, yes. So if we really look at it like the eye of the storm, right? It's the source point. And we have that source access, that feeling of, wow, I can be unified with everything that's going on within me and without, you know, outside, that's outside of me. So that as the source of this creative power, that's happening over there and that's happening over there, and there becomes this space of neutrality and this knowingness of what we get to interact with and what we don't need to interact with, and how to move through, just like you said, how we get to navigate the experience. So it's this depth, and yes, it does take practice, right, to take the moment to breathe into the body, to breathe into the heart, to breathe into the center of ourselves, and really even know what the center of ourselves is, like what is that point of reference, right? Because some of us have been practicing it, and some of us are like, oh, well, where's my center, and want to be told where their center is. And it's like, really what it is the center of the heart of creation is this moment to moment inquiry of, wow, where is my center? Where does my breath want to be? Where does my attention want to be right now that will allow myself to be centered and grounded and in my body and in this source creative space where I am capable of being in that neutral space of witnessing what's going on around me or even inside of me, so that I can move with more wisdom, with more knowing, with more sense of being, right? Sense of being present and aware, rather than, you know, possibly like just in reaction mode, you know, or survival mode. It's going, you know, I'm recognizing that energy. I'm going to breathe into my body, and I'm going to tune in and going to notice and be in the heart of my presence, you know, the heart of my creativity right now to navigate my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's where we really, you know, begin to channel our divinity and allow our divinity to be the force that animates our humanness, that animates us here on this earth and allows us to be love in action, to show up as love, to show up as a beacon for others and a messenger. And so let's talk mm-hmm. about what are some things that in your experience that take us out of our center, off center, because I think that's, you know, what we talk about being in your center and, you know, mindfulness and all these kinds mm-hmm. of things. And I that's valuable and it's important, but I think where a lot of people get struggle is there's so many things pulling them out of their center. And if we can make them aware of mm-hmm. that, then it's easier to recognize those things that are pulling us and make a different choice to stay in alignment.
Yes, absolutely. And I think the foundational place of that is how we perceive our environment. You know, what we think needs our attention, what we think we need to do, right? So it's like, so it's noticing what am I doing in the day, right? And what am I waking up? What are the thoughts that I'm waking up with that are pulling me in one direction or another, right? So it's our family, our children, our job, you know, housework, or, you know, things that need to be done outside around the house, or friendships or other relationships, parents, siblings, you know, whatever it is that we're interacting with in life, and we're going, those are dominating our thoughts and then our actions, right? So whatever it is, that noticing where your thoughts are and how you're thinking about them, right? And going, okay, well, am I waking up in the morning going, yes, I'm totally happy to be going to work because of this, that, and the other thing? Or is there energy around it that doesn't feel good, or around the family of, you know, maybe you're not getting enough self-care, or, you know, you're not really tending to yourself. And so I think that foundational place for me, and I'm noticing for other people, and I'd love to hear your reflection on this too, is what am I actually putting my energy into, and how am I feeling? Right? How am I feeling about that? Am I feeling good in my life? Am I feeling like I'm doing what I want to be doing? And those, I think, are the biggest triggers for us to recognize, I'm not in my center. Because if I was in my center, I would either be noticing the, you know, I would be maybe, you know, looking at these things so I can make some different choices and allow my life to have more of what I'd like in it. Right. And or maybe what's happening is that we get to then just self-reflect. Mm-hmm. I think that's the beginning point, is just the self-reflection and the self-inquiry of where am I putting my energy in the day? What are my thoughts around it? And does it feel as if this is the life I want to be leading?
Right. And so, the key, I believe, there for me is the feeling. Right. So we can hear our thoughts, but then not all of our thoughts are in our conscious awareness, right? So we're creating awareness around our thoughts and our minds, what's happening up there, and then creating awareness around how we feel, because sometimes the subconscious thoughts or the subconscious mind is actually the one that's really leading the pull and leading the discord, right? So when you're talking about that, it's just like, tap into, like, watch your mind. Be aware of your thoughts and change your thoughts and challenge your thoughts. Yeah. You don't have to believe all your thoughts, but you need to challenge some of them, because a lot of them are not true, or they're old, or they're other people's influence or programming. And then drop into the feeling, like, how do I feel about this situation? How do I feel about, you know, my relationships and each individual relationship, not just as a whole, but individually look at them and feel into, how does this make me feel? And the words that are coming in right now is like, does this feel like it supports me being centered? Does it Is it pulling me out of center, or is it supporting the center? And that's one piece. But then the other piece that comes in is some things that are designed to actually pull us out of center are created to actually challenge us to then hold it even stronger.
Yeah.
So
we
can have, you know, challenges in our life and challenges on our path that really is like, okay, my prayer usually at those moments is, I don't know what all this is for. Spirit, you show me, you hold it for me so that I'm not carrying the burden of it and getting caught up in the reaction or the emotional kind of charge of it. And then I'm like, okay, Spirit, show me the way. Like, you guide me. So I tune into my heart. It's like, let my heart guide me. And then that allows me to shift out of the ego reactive resistance and the fear and shift more into that curious wonderment, right? You were talking about wondering. Yeah. I wonder what this is for. I wonder what direction I'm to take. It's that curiosity and wonderment that keeps the mind open and helps us hold that center even when there's stuff going on around us. But yeah, feeling.
Absolutely. I appreciate that because it is. We're feeling all the time. And so it's coming into that body awareness too of like, you know, am I holding tension around this experience? You know, where in my body am I holding the tension? You know, am I, or do I feel relaxed in this experience? You know, does this actually, like you said, support my centeredness? So it is, it's really, I love the experience. And this is one of the things that I do with people all the time is the self-inquiry. Like that's like the beauty of the evolution of ourselves is always connecting into ourselves and saying, you know, is this for me? And then noticing, you know, because I think what you were asking too is, you know, noticing what's pulling ourselves out is, do we feel all of these things that we're doing in our life or we're doing them more out of obligation, you know, or more out of, you know, somebody expects something of us and we want to make sure that, you know, they feel good and, you know, or are we just feeling like that's what society wants from us, right? So it's all of this space that we get to journey into and go, wow, you know, what would my life be like if I were doing the things that I really enjoyed that were coming from my heart? So it's like breathing into our hearts and going, ah, does this feel that it is my life, a part of my life? Is this me? Right? And then when we go into that place, sometimes we go into doubt or confusion or not knowing, especially like in those challenging moments. And what we do when we slow down and take a moment and take a breath into this, you know, our hearts, we can use that as a center point for now if we want to, is breathing into the heart and saying, okay, this is happening. I may not know what to do right now. I'm having all these feelings. I'm having all these thoughts. Nothing seems to be clear right now. And I'm open to the clarity coming. And I'm open to myself moving through this experience with more wisdom and more knowing and more connection to myself, right? And so when we set that up for ourselves, we're really opening up that creative capacity of our soul, of our heart, of ourselves to be in this center and give us the support that we need, give us the information, the resources, the experiences that are going to support us through our process of getting to know ourselves, right? So it's like this generative cycle that we step into when we practice more and more going into the heart, is just that we're always, and our creative center is that it's always there for us. It's a constant.
Absolutely. It's more what's in the way or what's stopping us from even asking or tuning into it, right? It's distracting us enough that we're like, oh, I forgot to check in there, you know, to my heart.
Right. Yeah.
I love how when you talk about the work we do in the practice, and the more you practice, the easier it becomes, and the more natural it becomes. I look at it as a process of remembering how to do this, because we're born knowing how to do this, and we were programmed to forget. So the more we remember, the more we become more confident and solid, and it's easier when those things are pulling in different directions. And I've had many experiences mm-hmm. where I, you know, something will happen and I'm like, I'm almost like looking around, like something's missing. What's going on here? I'm not reacting. I don't have mm-hmm. fear. I'm like, what, where is the fear? It's like, you know, like, what, did he not show up to work today? Like, what's going on? It's kind of a funny feeling. It's a little disorienting because we're so used to having the ego or fear or those thoughts come in. And when they're not there, it's a moment of disorientation, and I'm kind of like looking around for it. And then there's a celebration for me. It's just like, ooh, okay, full circle healing around that. Like really celebrating, okay, there's the shift. That's the miracle that we're looking to invite and be open to as we continue to do the work. So it's practice, 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 celebrate. Practice, 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 celebrate.
Yeah. And also, even if we find ourselves, even if we're practicing, and, you know, I love that notion of practice, 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 celebrate. And then also when we find ourselves having a reaction, or we find ourselves in a moment of, you know, being off center and maybe entering into doubt or confusion or frustration or anger, whatever it is that we are in the moment, going, ah, I'm here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. And kind of helping diffuse any charge around the fact that we did something that we feel maybe because we're practicing centeredness or whatever it is that we shouldn't be doing anymore. Right. And it's going, oh, okay, wait, I did that. I'm here. Now, what do I get to shift this into? Right. Right. And consistently not beat ourselves up for having that and celebrate. Wow. Remember all those moments that I did choose? And I did create the openness to a different experience, or the neutrality, or the love, or compassion, whatever words we want to use for this space that we're experiencing, and then be in that profound space of, ah, then the self-inquiry comes in. Well, what was it in me that wanted, if we feel like it, sometimes we don't, sometimes we can just shift into a different experience, or we can say, what's here for me to notice and acknowledge that I chose anger or frustration or doubt or overwhelm or whatever it was. And then we get to deepen the self-transformation and the self-awareness to then step into our practice more deeply mm-hmm. and have that, you know, more consistent connection with, because all this really is, all we're really talking about is the consistent self-awareness, right? And being willing to be self-aware and being willing to step into this evolution of ourselves and recognizing that there's no there that we're getting to. We're always right here. No matter where we are, we're right here. And that it's a consistent evolution, and we can celebrate, ooh, you know, I did it. And I've been doing it for months now, or I've been doing it for a week, or I did it for that day, and celebrate those moments and then go, wow, who do I get to be now? What gets to grow? What capacity, what ability gets to come alive now through this experience of myself, right? So it's not, you know, a static experience. It's ever flowing, ever growing, ever changing embodiment. And that's what I love to tell people. Like, this is an adventure. Mm-hmm. You know, we're on a journey, and the journey may not have a tangible destination. Yeah, we may set these benchmarks for ourselves along the way and these goals, but let's not let that be the end all. Let's just continue to open our capacity to feel, to be, to experience, to know, and have fun, you know, have fun with it. So
it's like what I'm getting is like an open-ended ticket, right? It's just like,
yeah,
around the world, open-ended ticket. You just keep going, and then, you know, the adventure takes you here and there, everywhere. You just never know where you'll go, but you can enjoy the ride.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Enjoy the ride, because one of the things that, because when I first started this journey, I was working with all kinds of master beings, Melchizedek, Metatron, you know, the Pleiadians, Mother Mary. It's like all these beings were just coming in to support my own evolution and understanding how our multidimensional field operates, right? So that we can support people in coming into their full embodiment and self-knowing. And now I'm just working directly with Source. But what I noticed even through the times that we feel like we're getting challenged, the times that when we're feeling squeezed and uncomfortable and like the we're being contracted, you know, for our next expansion, is that the master beings, all of this field is also experiencing that, you know, because we talk about mastery and we talk about, you know, becoming this, you know, light body or whatever, you know, we're excited about and passionate about in our own soul evolution, is that there are still those master beings still going through their own evolution and growth process, because this universe is always expanding, right? And that their function, their unique function, just like us as a soul embodied, unique, individuated being from source, has our own expression. Their expression continues, but then they're increasing in capacity as well. So, you know, it's not thinking like, oh, there's my benchmark of mastery. It's like, oh, wait, you know, like, not yet, right? Let's not put a limit, even in our soul evolution and mastery. Let's not put any limits on ourselves and ideas of limitation here, because in the center of the heart of creation, it's an infinite well and openness and fluidity of possibility for us that we get to have fun creating through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so let's go into, like, we talked a little bit about, you mentioned the squeeze, and you and I have talked offline about the big squeeze that's happening right now. And a lot of people are experiencing it, not just on like a physical level, but emotionally, mentally, spiritually, energetically, like on every level you can imagine. For some people, if there's density in your body, you're going to feel it more there. If there's density in your emotions, you haven't dealt with past emotions, it's going to be, the squeeze is going to be there. So talk a little bit about, you know, the squeeze from your perspective, and maybe what some people can do to support themselves through that, those experiences, those squeezes.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, because, you know, the way that I've been experiencing it is all the levels that you just spoke about. Like, some mornings I'm waking up and my whole body is sore. Like, I worked out for the first time in a long time, right? And it's just like, whoa, and it's been happening consistently over the past few weeks. And then there's, you know, the emotions that are coming through of like, whoa, grief and sadness and even confusion. So it's like, even, you know, I'm experiencing these as well. And then the mental thoughts of like, is this, you know, am I enough to get through this? Right. And then recognizing that because I have established a daily practice, that's what supports me the most. And so that's what I encourage people to do, is establish some sort of daily practice that works for you. You know, if it includes meditation or silent walks or, you know, listening to tones or music that really helps your nervous system calm down, or if it's stretching, yoga, exercise, you know, some sort of movement. I mean, something that involves all of those things, right? So you're tuning your body. So you're fine-tuning your body on a daily basis to access your center, to access that creative point that is more still, that is more calm, that recognizes what's happening rather than getting caught up in what's happening, right? And so that's what we're talking through, the center point. And what I'm seeing on this planet right now is like, we're clearing the slate. Like, there is just a massive clearing of the slate. Like, it's time to take this experience into a more balanced, harmonious potential for us as humans and us as souls and all the other creatures on this planet to live in. And so to do that, it's like we need to clear the slate, and we're clearing our slate as our physical bodies, what we think our physical bodies are, how we think to take care of our physical bodies. You know, what is the emotional field? What is that? How does that actually operate in a balanced way? What is our mental field and how does that operate? You know, so all of these things are coming in. So it's intense, right? To go, whoa, if I'm really clearing the slate of everything that I've ever done as a soul, everything that I've ever done as a human, and I get to step in this clear, and you know, when you asked me in the beginning, what is the center of the heart of creation? That's what it is. It's that clear, pure space where we are willing to stand in this space without having anything that we feel we need to do. We're just in that being space. And that's why I feel like we're being called into right now. And to support ourselves through it, it's like, just feel in the moment, and tune into the body. What does my body need right now? And just let
That's
the body
powerful.
tell you, like, oh, I'm stiff. I'm stiff. Oh, maybe I should just stretch or take a warm bath. You know, like, you know, simple things. You know, it doesn't have to be complex or super evolved. You know, it's just simple things. Maybe I need to drink more water. Maybe I do need to get more rest or unplug from the phone or the computer. Or maybe, you know, I just need to call up a friend and have a conversation and support each other and just say, hey, what's going on for you? This is what's going on for me, to be heard, you know. These simple things that really support us in just having a more simple and calm sense of self in the moment. And I think, you know, I can't give like a specific practice because, as you probably know too, for everyone, it's going to be a little different.
Well,
But
it
maybe,
changes too,
you know,
right?
Yeah, it changes. It definitely changes.
And that's
like
where
my
those
meditation is
certain
changes,
things that
right?
used to work are no longer working. It's like, so I think a lot of people are struggling. They're
Yeah.
Like, I used to meditate and it
Yeah.
used to be easy and now I can't. Or
yeah.
Yoga used to help me, but now
yeah.
it doesn't. It's like you might need more, a
yeah.
different kind of movement, right? So that's where I love what you're saying is like the center of creation, the heart of the center of creation is where all those answers come from, where the guidance comes from moment to moment, what you need in this moment, not what you needed last
yeah.
year, not what worked 5 years
right.
ago or 10 years ago. It's like, what do you need
yeah.
now? What's for you now?
yeah.
What's for your highest good? And what's coming through in that beautiful space of the heart is whatever is guided comes through, is serving you and everyone. It's actually contributing to the healing
Yes.
of the whole at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So when we can
Yep.
be in the moment and be tuned into what is the guidance in this moment, what, you know, what is coming through, what now, we actually can receive the messages we need. And so much has changed energetically. So much has changed globally, planetary. Like there's so many shifts that have happened and everything is accelerated now. So it's
yeah.
really important, more and more important, to let go of everything we think we know and everything we think we don't
yeah.
know about what we should or shouldn't do or what used to work or didn't work,
yeah.
or whatever, and really
yeah.
start fresh. Like you say, that clean slate, start fresh in this moment and be open
yeah.
to the guidance coming in, because the redirects and the new creative, like there's times where I tune into my heart and I'm like, okay, what now? And something will come in and drop in. And I'm like, that's really cool. I never would have thought of that. You know, it's
Yes,
a
yes.
neat experience, because it's like, it kind of blows your mind sometimes what comes in.
Yeah,
That's what we're, and the other piece,
absolutely.
I'll just continue just for a minute. The other piece that's really
Please.
important, what you were saying is be aware without judgment. If you forget and you're out of alignment, forgive yourself. Be aware without judgment. And that curiosity, that space of like awareness without judgment, allows you to continue to be in that process of being centered, as opposed to judgment pulling you. You judge yourself for, you know, being out of alignment. It pulls you out of alignment even more. So I felt like that was really, I felt important to clarify, because you had said it in so many different ways. And I'm like, oh yes, that's so important to remember not to judge yourself.
And that's a practice in and of itself, right?
Oh, yes.
To get to that space of, okay, now I find myself being in judgment of myself. And now I get to go, it's okay. Because you want to know what? In the center of the heart of creation, there's no right, there's no wrong.
Yeah.
There's no, we were shifting out of duality into just being. And, you know, if you were angry, oh, well, it's just a state of being. If you're happy, it's just a state of being, right? And we just get to be. And then choose, you know, continually choose what we would like to be, right? Rather than, you know, being in those spaces. But what I really appreciated what you were saying was, you know, in these states of the daily practice, like, okay, for me, I have my daily practice and it's sustaining, and maybe what I do shifts a little bit, but I wake up, I take care of my son, we do some things, and then I shift into, I stretch, you know, I do some yoga, I meditate, I do some exercise. But those, what I'm doing within the stretching, what I'm doing within my meditation, what I'm doing within my exercise may be different, right? But I'm getting something in that's tuning into my body, tuning into my feelings, tuning into my thoughts, tuning into my field, Right? And so they may be different every day, but at least it's something that I'm doing to connect with myself.
Yeah,
so
like a
I think that's the
foundation
main
of a
message.
practice. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. So just tune into yourself and say, what does help me connect to myself? And then just see every day what could help me connect to myself. And also, just like you say, being in the present moment with what's coming through. Like if you're driving home from work, or if you're, you know, just sitting there doing something, and all of a sudden you get that inner impulse, that nudge. That's what builds our intuition. That's what builds our self-knowing, a nudge to go for a walk, or a nudge to call somebody, or a nudge to, you know, go to the creek or the lake or wherever you live, the mountain, the forest, whatever it is. And you say, okay, maybe that's what I'm really needing right now. And I'm willing to let myself have that. You know, and like, that's the magic. That's when we have those magical moments too, right? When we're like, ah, I'm going to just listen and let myself have that. And if I'm home 5 minutes late or whatever, I'm going to call them and say, this is what I need. So, and those are the other pieces with our families, establishing, going, wow, if we're looking at our families or our lives, going, where are we out of balance with self-care and alignment, and having alignment with what we need in the moment? Like, so say, you know, you're used to a specific schedule, your children are used to a specific schedule, your husband's used to a specific schedule, sitting down and opening a conversation, having the possibility, like, what if we had more connective moments and we sat down as a family and then recognized that we each have our own needs and alignments, and maybe mom needs this or dad needs that, or, you know, the children need this. And so we build the foundation of our life and the way our family works from what we truly need and who we truly are in the expression of what we need. I think that's so powerful for us to start reflecting on, because then what we're doing, like you said, we're strengthening the whole field when we let ourselves come into alignment with not just ourselves, but also with who we're interacting with in our daily lives.
Yeah, there's a spontaneity and a flexibility within structure that comes in when
we're, yes.
Yeah. I love it. So that takes us to let's create an experience for everybody. Let's create some space
to
guide everybody through a healing experience and feel it for themselves.
Yeah, I'm really feeling, just doing exactly what we've been talking to, is feeling, first, let's go into a place where we're feeling that space of self-connection and a space of centeredness. And then from there, just tuning into the body and tuning into these different fields of ourselves to acknowledge where we might be feeling out of balance and what we can do to adjust that space. Yeah, that sounds really good. Okay.
Okay. I'll mute myself because I'm going to close my eyes and experience it too.
Yay. Yeah. So let's take a deep breath in. I invite you, you know, if you're doing anything else other than listening, to set it aside for a moment if you can, if it's safe to. And if not, you always can come back to this later where you can fully close your eyes and be in a space of stillness with us. So if you can, close your eyes, take a deep breath in. And as you're taking a deep breath in, just allowing the breath to open into your body, and just noticing with your breath on your exhale where you could just settle your body even more. So just noticing if there's anything that you're holding in your face or your shoulders or your hips or your legs or your belly, your hands, and on each inhale and exhale, just opening more deeply with the breath, seeing if you can bring your breath more into your belly, opening into the belly and letting the body relax with your exhale, just sending the breath through the body, and just gently instructing the body with your exhale to just settle, just let the energy flow through. And feeling your seat, literally feeling your body in your seat where you're sitting. And letting yourself feel the support of the seat you're in. Your body can just be and be supported. Taking a deep breath in and exhaling out, feeling your feet. Feeling your feet on the floor, on the ground, wherever your feet are. Just feeling your breath through your feet so that you're becoming more present in your body, more present in your space, more present with you. And as you're breathing in again, just noticing as you're breathing in where your attention naturally wants to go right now, that allows a centered space, that is your center in this moment. And as you're doing this, just allowing your breath to return to normal. And if you need a point of reference, you can breathe through your heart. You can breathe through the center of your head or your pineal gland. If you know where that is, just intending to be in the center of your head or the center of your heart. And breathing from that space, and breathing from the space that is your center in this moment. And for some people, it could be your whole body. Maybe it needs to be your whole body, and that's okay. Breathing through the body normally, just noticing your breath, but also noticing the center. And keeping your attention in this centered point of being. And as you're doing this, just letting all the thoughts and emotions, so just imagining a white light around the whole of your body. That's like a column of light that's traveling around your body all the way down into the earth. And sending all your thoughts, any feelings, any experiences of the day or that need to come later today, just sending them down the cord. Sending them down this white pillar of light that's supporting you being centered, being in your body, being present. Sending them all down. Again, breathing through the body in the center of your space. In the center of your body, or at the center of your whole body, or the center of your whole space of your body. As it works for you in this moment, just taking a moment here and deepening the connection of this center of your awareness, focusing within this part of your being, breathing. Any thoughts or feelings that arise, just sending them down this white column of light that's supporting you. Breathing into the center of your being. Just noticing what may arise here for you. Maybe you're feeling something in your body, or you're noticing a specific thought or a specific emotion that doesn't seem to want to shift down the grounding cord, and just asking what you need to know from it right now. What do you need to know? What's the body telling you? What's the thought telling you, or the emotion telling you? Having a conversation with it. What do you need to tell me right now that I need to know? Good. Just having gratitude for this communication, for this knowing, and if you need to come back to it later, you can. Something just asking for it to be set aside that you can bring more awareness and communication into later on. And now we'll just breathe into the body. We'll just go through these fields. Breathe into the body and ask the body, where am I out of balance in my relationship with you, body? What do you need? What do you need today or in this moment? Being open to hearing, receiving, whether it's a vision, a thought, a sensation, hearing. Open to receiving. How do you want to be treated today, body? What do you need today? Being open to giving the body this. Being centered. If you need to, telling all the levels of your being to be neutral. Be in a witnessing space right now so that we can be present with the body, with our fields. In a space of just observing and witnessing and neutrality. Good. And sending gratitude for the body. Saying, thank you, body, for being here and supporting me as a soul and a body to have this life. Good. And then opening into any of your emotions that want attention or acknowledgement right now. Just asking where. What needs attention right now? Where am I out of balance? Or where do I need to be more centered within my emotions? Witnessing, neutral, noticing. And open to the willingness to make the adjustment. What needs adjusting, and how do I adjust? Knowing you can go deeper into this conversation, having gratitude for your emotions, for what they tell you, for what you get to experience. And again, entering into your center, your neutrality, your witness, your breath, and opening into your thoughts, opening into your thoughts and asking your thoughts with a field of energy, what do I get to know right now about my thoughts that may be out of balance? And how do I get to adjust? The opening, the willingness to receive and adjust. And again, knowing you can come back to this conversation and knowing this later, just taking a deep breath in. And asking your relationship with yourself, your soul, your divine spiritual experience. Where might I be out of balance with this experience, and how can I adjust? Again, being open and willing to receive and adjust. Taking a deep breath in into the center of the body, neutrality of witnessing yourself, your experiences, and honoring the gratitude that you have as a soul, honoring the gratitude of your spiritual divine self, whatever words you want to use for that, opening into that space. Now taking a deep breath through the heart. A deep breath through the heart, honoring yourself, allowing anything that needs to ground through the white light, breathing through the heart, and opening into the willingness to continue these conversations with yourself, to deepen your centeredness, to deepen your creative capacity to be present with all of you. Another deep breath in, just feeling your body, feeling the space around you, knowing you can come back into this space and experience as you wish. Deepening the breath again, opening to the space around you if you wish to open your eyes. Returning your breath to normal. And just being present with your body and just noticing what's here. Thank you.
Thank you. That's quite lovely.
Thank you.
I found that I had a, in the beginning, I was not quite sinking in because I could hear my daughter's home today. So I could hear her coming down the stairs. I'm like, oh no, but I'm on mute. So I'm like, okay, it's on mute. I'm mute. I'm good. She's banging and clanging in the kitchen. I'm like, oh, it's a good thing I'm on mute. So wherever those thoughts, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going back to the meditation. Here I am. So I just kind of gently brought myself back. And then I could feel the allowance of you guiding me through it. And then I kind of sunk in a little bit. And I got a few different things. My center of creation was actually my heart space, but initially it was down in my pelvis. And I was like, it doesn't feel right there right now. It doesn't feel like it's meant to be there. So then something shifted. And then all of a sudden it came into my heart and it was like, oh, here it is. Here's where it's meant to be. So it was a shift there. So that was interesting. And then I got a few different titles coming in for different creations that are coming in for me. So that was neat to just have space for that, those downloads. I had to open my eyes and write one down because I'm like, oh, I'm going to write that one down because my mind was like, don't forget that one. I'm like, so that's good. Felt good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I appreciate you sharing your experience and also the vulnerability. Like, yeah, there's stuff going on around us sometimes, and sometimes it takes us a moment to drop into the space, right? And that's normal and natural. And then also the key point is sometimes when we breathe into our body and there's a center point, maybe that's where our center is in the moment that may not be our true center, but for some reason our reference point got there. Right, like in your pelvis in that moment, or and then when we're tapping into what's my true center, just allowing that shift and that noticing of what's actually taking place there, and then letting it move and shift. And so that's brilliant. So I appreciate you bringing that in.
No worries. I it's interesting because even with the breath, I was noticing I'm really belly breathing lately, and it's interesting because I had a really bad shoulder injury in December. And my whole rib cage on that side, I slipped down the stairs and was holding onto the railing. So my shoulder nerve pain in my neck and my shoulder, my whole rib cage was twisted and out of alignment. My ribs were all out of alignment and there was like a lot of pain, right? So for 6 months, it's been like that. So when you brought me into my breath and in the last 2 weeks, I've really noticed my breath more. I'm like, I can't get my breath into my chest anymore. It's like, I'm just belly breathing. Like my rib cage is all locked and my diaphragm's moving down and my belly's breathing. And when you did something, it's like all of a sudden it's like, okay, breathe, like let the rib cage move and let it breathe again. There's no pain because I could feel my body, the fear of pain. I had to like talk it out of it, right? So it's like, okay, it's okay to breathe into that space. It's all good now. There's space for it. There's room for it. There's an invitation for it. And I think that's probably why my center was down in my pelvis, because it was like no room up there. There's no breath. And there's a lot of fear. So let's get it out of there. So it's interesting.
Yes. And sometimes it does. It takes that time and that willingness to repattern our bodies from what we may have experienced, right, in the past or yesterday or whatever, when we're holding somewhere. And so beautiful, beautiful that you're able to open into that space and breathe there again. Yay.
I know.
Your heart.
That's good.
And then I'm excited for these titles of what you're bringing forward.
Okay. I know, me too. Yeah, the one really strong one is like, ooh, I like that one.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for sharing and having this beautiful conversation with me, and for sharing that process and guiding people through that experience. And I'm excited to see where we're all experiencing the big squeeze. I'm excited to see, with every squeeze, there's an expansion, an evolution, and sometimes a redirect and new stuff coming in. So I'm always fascinated to see, how these moments of squeeze really foster new creation or allow new seeds to grow and to expand. So I'm excited to see you
absolutely.
Expand even more than you already are in your brilliant, brilliant light.
Thank you, Sue. Yeah, I really appreciate you and just the beautiful, calm, subtle, aware space that you hold and be and flow in. And it's an inspiration, and it's really beautiful to be connected with you. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning in. And I can't promise that I'll have episodes every week. There was a period of time where I was like episodes every week, but I'm really just following the guidance right now and following the nudges as to who to bring on as guests and to who to connect with and when to you know, offer, you know, episodes of my own. But just be here with us and join us when you feel guided and stay connected and just come back to these episodes. They're full of potential and creativity and support and love and nourishment and this nurturing energy for you. So come back to the episodes, listen to them again. The ones that you really resonate with, you know, listen to them frequently, download them, keep them on your devices and use these processes. That's why I'm having all these beautiful light beings and light workers come on and share their gifts and share their process with you, because I want you to have a felt experience so that you can experience shifts in your life. And that's what this is all about. And the more and more we do that, the more and more we practice, the more and more we are going to have a different experience of life as it unfolds around us. So thank you all for tuning in. I love you. I appreciate you. I honor you. Until next time, love and blessings.